Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring growth opportunities in computational quantum chemistry, accelerating sustainable material discovery, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding, and what it means for future-ready businesses. Driven by the convergence of quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and high-performance simulation, this field is rapidly transforming how industries design, test, and commercialize next-generation materials, especially those critical to sustainability and clean energy. So, the big question we'll explore today is this: how can organizations position themselves to capitalize on the growth opportunities emerging from quantum-enabled material innovation?
Across industries, from energy and chemicals to electronics and advanced manufacturing, traditional material discovery methods are hitting a wall. Physical experimentation is expensive, slow, and increasingly misaligned with sustainability goals. Computational quantum chemistry changes that equation. By simulating matter at the electron level, organizations can predict molecular behavior with unprecedented accuracy before anything is synthesized in a lab. This enables the design of green and efficient catalysts, high-performance recyclable polymers, next-generation batteries, corrosion-resistant alloys, and advanced semiconductors. When paired with AI, these simulations don't just model materials, they learn, optimize, and accelerate discovery pipelines. The result? Faster innovation, lower R&D costs, and materials designed with sustainability baked in from day one.
So what's fueling momentum in this space? Frost & Sullivan highlights three strategic imperatives. First, disruptive technologies. The fusion of quantum computing and AI is dramatically improving molecular simulations, unlocking higher predictive accuracy and faster discovery cycles. Organizations that invest early or partner with quantum innovators gain a real competitive edge. Second, transformative megatrends. Sustainability isn't optional anymore. Regulatory pressure and climate commitments are driving demand for low-carbon, recyclable, and energy-efficient materials. Computational quantum chemistry helps organizations meet these goals while staying innovative. And third, industry convergence. Material science, quantum computing, and AI are no longer separate domains. Together, they enable virtual prototyping, from self-assembling nanostructures to quantum-ready materials, long before physical production begins. The takeaway? Success increasingly depends on cross-disciplinary collaboration and ecosystem thinking.
Let's talk about what's redefining materials R&D on the ground. We're seeing the rise of quantum AI synergy, where advanced algorithms model reaction mechanisms and potential energy surfaces with remarkable precision. Then there are cloud-native platforms, often described as Computational Quantum Chemistry Platform as a Service, or CQCPaaS. These platforms democratize access, allowing teams to run quantum-accurate simulations without owning quantum hardware. We're also seeing chemistry-aware toolkits that let scientists design green solvents and recyclable materials without needing deep quantum expertise. And finally, AI-driven agents and natural language interfaces are making quantum chemistry accessible beyond elite research teams. Notably, ecosystem leaders are already moving. Microsoft collaborating with Oak Ridge National Laboratory on hybrid HPC quantum simulations. Xanadu partnering with Applied Materials to model advanced semiconductor materials. AI Chemia delivering SaaS platforms for sustainable chemical synthesis. The ecosystem is moving fast, and benchmarking against these leaders is becoming critical.
One of the most compelling growth opportunities ahead lies in cloud-native quantum chemistry platforms. These solutions enable scalable, pay-as-you-go R&D, allowing organizations to explore quantum-accurate modeling without massive capital investment. Looking forward, organizations leading the next wave of materials innovation are doing four things. 1. Adopting hybrid quantum AI simulation workflows. 2. Using AI automation to simplify complex quantum chemistry processes. 3. Scaling R&D through cloud-based platforms. 4. Building partnerships across academia, technology providers, and industry. So here's the question we'll leave you with. How is your organization preparing to lead the next era of sustainable materials discovery through computational quantum chemistry?
Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.